I'm Dodd Morris for Mission Network News. Christian Pakistani girls face a double danger. Not only are they a persecuted minority, but they're often targeted as forced child brides. Joanne Doyle says 838, a Facebook group of Uncharted Ministries dedicated to prayer, recently learned about a young girl in that situation. 13-year-old Mihawk was kidnapped, forced to convert to Islam, married off, and raped. Soon she was pregnant. Miraculously, her family was able to rescue her and flee from Mihawk's kidnapper. Doyle says,
prayer was amazing, and God has answered our prayers so powerfully and so specifically. But we also felt like he was calling us to come alongside her family and help them financially. And they have been so gracious.
838 helped with medical bills and food. Despite her trauma, God was at work in Mihawk's rescue and safe delivery of a baby girl. Please pray for continued healing and that her family would find a safe place to live. And Lebanon is a country with a history of division, but ABTS is working to create unity and cooperation. Religious sects have been in place for many years in the country. Martin Akkad of ABTS says these sects or tribes play critical roles in politics and, in fact, make it impossible to participate in political life outside of them. In response, ABTS's Institute for Middle East Studies has fostered dialogue between faith leaders. With the beginning of the Syrian war, Akkad says they decided to do even more.
We felt that God was calling us to be more involved in deeper change. And so we redirected a lot of our efforts into what we would refer to as faith-based peace building.
Learn more about the work of ABTS and how you can be praying for Christians in Lebanon at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.